Senate Building Coruscant.
Luke Skywalker found it amazing that there was a chamber this large in the Senate building he had never seen. It was 6 stories in height, and broad and deep enough to hold 2,000 spectators. The permanent bench seating was filled almost to capacity, late arrivals moving along the aisles and peering anxiously to find open spots. At the head of the chamber stood an enormous dais with 2 cloth-draped tables, swivel seats set up behind them and a lectern between them. On the carpeted floor before the dais were round tables with chairs placed to face the front of the room. It was much like an oversized courtroom set up for a panel of judges, but more informal in its arrangement, and far less somber in its decorative style. The carpets and padding on the bench seats and backs were of soothing blues and purples. The walls were off-white, with Galactic Alliance symbols painted large upon them, and the furniture up front was an unthreatening tan gold. And Luke had never seen the place before. Had it always been here? Were there many more such chambers in this gargantuan building? The dais tables were fully occupied, and the male Bothan sitting in the most central chair, his red and tan fur rippling with the consequence of the moment, nodded to an aide who had just whispered to him. The Bothan stood and took the lectern beside his seat.
"Only 45 minutes late," he said, his amplified voice booming across the chamber. "Not bad for a Galactic Alliance event, yes?"
His remark drew a faint laugh from the crowd. Encouraged, he continued.
"I am Senator Teerg Drayley, chair of the Unification Preparations Committee and the organizer of this event. Over the next several days, in both private and public sessions, we will be examining the relationship between the Galactic Alliance, the states of the Confederation, the Galactic Empire, and individual planet states with the aim of restoring our great planetary union to levels of strength and security equaling, even surpassing those it enjoyed before the recent war."
Ben, Luke's 16-year-old son, sat to Luke's left. Red-headed, athletic, he was dressed in the black tunic and pants that were his trademark whenever Jedi dress was not absolutely called for. Now he frowned, curious.
"What about the Hapens? They were invited."
Luke gestured to Ben to lower his voice, though the remark had not been loud enough to carry beyond the Jedi table.
"They were invited, but they were invited incorrectly, so they didn't come."
"Huh?"
The Bothan's renewed speech checked Luke's reply for a moment.
"This morning, we'll be hearing opening remarks from some of the session organizers and speakers, offering a sense of what we hope to accomplish."
Luke tuned him out and turned toward Ben.
"The Hapens were issued an invitation, but its language suggested very faintly that their presence was less critical than that of the Remnant and the Confederation. They couldn't agree to attend without appearing to accept a lower status than the others. So, knowing that there will be later unification summits where they can be the stars, they claimed a prior commitment."
Ben frowned.
"Why was the invitation worded that way? Was it an accident?"
Leia Organa Solo, Luke's sister, sitting to Luke's right, looked toward father and son. A slightly graying, dark-haired, diminutive woman dressed in brown Jedi robes, she currently blended in with her company. But as a former chief of state of the New Republic, she could have dressed to be the equal of the most extravagant politician present and not been ill thought of because of it. She offered Ben a knowing smile.
"No written invitation sent to an important leader has accidents like that in it. Of course the Alliance Diplomatic Corps claims that no insult was intended. They claim regrettable misinterpretation of figures of speech, which subtly puts the blame on the Hapens for being touchy."
"I still don't understand why the Alliance wouldn't want them here for this,"
Ben pressed. Luke shrugged.
"Actually, I don't have any idea."
Leia nodded toward the dais, gesturing at the table to the right, to the Bothan's left.
"They don't want to dilute the Imperial presence, or to interfere with Imperial cooperation."
Startled, Luke gave the table another look. Galactic Alliance Chief of State Natasi Dalla sat at the end of the table. A woman of late middle years, she had copper-colored hair and lovely features made less appealing by her rigid military bearing. She wore a white admiral's uniform with broad swaths of service medals across the tunic. A one-time protege of the Empire's Grand Moff Willef Tarkin, and uncharitably assumed by many to have achieved her military rank because she was also his lover, she had been leader of the Galactic Alliance for 2 years and had done a fine, measured job of restoring the Union's economies and networks of political alliances, which had been shattered by the recent war. To her right sat Jagged Fell, the young head of state of the Imperial Remnant. Raised among the Chiss, proven in battle as a combat pilot in the Yuuzhan Vong War, he was a reluctant leader who had shown himself to be adept at keeping the Imperial Moffs in line and in managing difficult Imperial-Haven relations.